on the Big Sports Breakfast. This rugby union update is for the Hyundai i30, Australia's best small car. From just $19,990 drive away, plus a free auto upgrade this end of financial year. Seize the deal at your Hyundai dealer today.
While it's all been about Origin with the Queenslanders and the Blues, there's also the big Wallaby camp happening at the moment up in Caloundra on the Sunshine Coast. And joining us on the line is Sean McMahon from the Melbourne Rebels, but also the Wallabies flanker. G'day, Sean.
How's it going, lad?
Yeah, good, mate. Big squad at the moment. Everyone getting along well, I imagine?
Yeah, you know, we always get along pretty well. It's always good to catch up with all the boys that you've trained with previously. So camp's going real well. It's only the start, so we'll see how it is at the end of the week.
Yeah, and Checker, the coach, mate, what sort of form is he in?
No, he's raring to go. He's had a bit of a break kind of thing while he's preparing for us to get ready for this camp. So he's firing and ready to launch us into as much as he can.
And Sean, that's a little bit different because he's sort of fresh and, you know, got all these great ideas and enthusiastic, wants to get everyone together. And you guys have been getting belted on a weekly occasion playing your Super Rugby comp.
Yeah, you know, that's true. But, you know, the best thing about coming into camp, you know, you get that fresh coach that's ready to rare and to go, and yeah, you know, it gives us the opportunity to step up and get straight into it again.
Yeah, the Rebels, mate, you sort of finished with that win over the Force, which was timely as well for you guys.
Yeah, you know, we definitely needed that win coming into a break as well, so I think that's put the boys in a bit of a good headspace, and then they'll be ready to go coming back for the last three games.
Yeah, mate, currently in this squad, I think there's 35 in Caloundra. Do people sort of look over their shoulder a little bit because it's going to get cut and then you've got the three test matches against England? Do you sort of look over your shoulder and think, oh, I wonder if I'm going to get his spot, or I think, is he going to get my spot?
Yeah, you know, I guess that's in the back of your head, but as all the boys probably know, you know, as long as you're getting out there and training hard, you know, you've just got to put yourself in the best position you can to continue on with the team.
Yeah. Geez, the competition for your spot, mate. We're blessed to have yourself. You know, Pocock, you got Hooper. It's an important position in the side, but we just try and get all the numbers in.
Yeah, you know, as you said, elite players. You got Hoops, Pocock. We've got Liam Gill, Benny McCalmont. So there's plenty of great players in that back row position. So it's always a good fight during the week, you know, to battle for that 23. But in my head, you know, it only gains experience for all of us and pushes us to go to another level.
Yeah. Sean, you've got 6 Wallaby caps. You were involved in that World Cup last year. What was that experience like for you?
The World Cup was unbelievable. You know, it's experience that you can't get anywhere else. And as we know, getting to learn from players in that squad was only helped build me to continue to be the player that I'm trying to be.
Yeah, and there's great excitement. I think a lot of the focus currently on Origin this week, obviously, Sean, and then, yeah, it'll be the test match on your test match on Saturday week. But great excitement because I think this England side, we're all anticipating the rebuilding phase has virtually happened with their victory in the internationals in their winter. And there's great hope, isn't there, under Eddie Jones for England?
Yeah, you know, they've had a really good start over there. And, you know, Eddie Jones has brought a fresh face to them, and really see that they're really going hard and looking to come over and be very, very physical. So really all we just got to step up and go with them and go to another level.
Sean, you've got an interesting background. You started out playing sevens?
Yeah, so I started sevens straight out of school, and Tony McGahn gave me the opportunity to go to the Rebels, where you know, I was lucky enough to play nearly that entire first season, and then to my surprise, you know, got the opportunity and called up onto the spring tour, and it's been ups from there. So, you know, I still pinch myself every day thinking that I'm where I am at this time in my life.
Yeah. So could I ask you, from, say, 2011, when that was happening, how much more specialised is the sevens game to, say, back then?
Oh, it's definitely specialised now. You know, you can't – I think it's been shown that like, players like Jared Hayne and players like that can't just come in and expect to know the game straight away. It takes a tournament or two to really get your bearings, and then a whole nother level at training to get that fitness where it's required for the seventh circuit. It's no longer you can just pop in and out. You need to be there working at it the whole time.
Do you reckon he'll make it?
That's going to be interesting. It's going to be great to see if he does.
Yeah, it's a big challenge for him, absolutely. And I've read a bit of a bio. Did you ever join the army, or you just had the papers filled out?
Yeah, pretty much just had the papers filled out, and then went to one tournament and that's when the Sevens got the opportunity to take, and I took it with both hands.
Good on you.
Geez, I bet you're glad you got that phone call.
Yeah, either way, would have been an adventure.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. Sean, look, it's fantastic to chat. Congrats so far on your career, but there's so many more test caps coming your way, and let's hope you're right there in the thick of it come the three test matches against England.
Thanks very much, lads. Appreciate it.
No, thank you. Sean McMahon there. Yeah, we're Blair. He's got one of those really, really big engines, a massive motor, very much like plenty of his counterparts there. So we're blessed in that department. But he's a hell of a player. Comes out of Brisbane, now plays for the Melbourne Rebels. You mentioned they just had that win before they went into camp over the Western Force. It's going to be the Wallabies for that home ground advantage over the three test matches. Tab.com.au, $1.40 up against Eddie Jones's England, $2.90. And just keep in mind, for England, Ben Teo is going to be in that squad.